Welcome to Thursday morning prayer from the Anglican, a prayer book for Australia. We proclaim the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. God, in his infinite mercy, forgives all sins, and through our baptism in the name of our Saviour, Jesus Christ, we are given a rebirth into new life, free from the burden of all sin. Alleluia. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God forever. Let us pray. This is the message we have heard from Christ, that God is light in whom there is no darkness at all. Glory to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, so now and forever. Amen. Go up to a high mountain, herald of good tidings to Zion. Lift up your voice with strength, herald of good tidings to Jerusalem. Lift up your voice, fear not. Say to the cities of Judah, behold your God. See the Lord coming with power, coming to rule with his mighty arm. He brings his reward for the people of God, the recompense for those who are saved. God will feed his flock like a shepherd and gather the lambs in his arms. He will hold them to his breast and gently lead those that are with the young. The night has now passed and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen. Psalm 39. I said, I will keep watch over my ways, lest I sin with my tongue. I will keep a guard on my mouth, while the wicked are in my sight. I held my tongue and said nothing. I kept silent but found no comfort. My pain was increased, my heart grew hot within me. While I mused, the fire blazed, and I spoke with my tongue. Lord, let me know my end, and the number of my days, that I may know how short my time is. For you have made my days but a hand's breadth. My whole span is as nothing before you. Surely everyone who stands secure is but breath. We live as a passing shadow. The riches we heap are but a puff of wind, and we cannot tell who will gather them. And now, Lord, what is my hope? Truly, my hope is in you. O, deliver me from all my transgressions. Do not make me the butt of fools. I was dumb, I did not open my mouth, for surely it was your doing. Take away your plague from me. I am brought to an end by the blows of your hand. When with rebukes you chastise us for sin, you cause our fair looks to dissolve into putrefaction. Surely everyone is but breath. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and give ear to my cry. Be not silent at my tears, for I am but a stranger with you, a passing guest as all my forebears were. Turn your eye from me, that I may smile again, before I go hence and am no more. Almighty God, who wonderfully created us in your own image, and yet more wonderfully restored us in your Son, Jesus Christ, grant that as he came to share our human nature, so we may be partakers in his divine glory, who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The first reading is from the prophet Jeremiah, beginning at chapter 33, verse 10. Thus says the Lord, in this place of which you say, it is a waste without human beings or animals, in the towns of Judah and the streets of Jerusalem that are desolate, without inhabitants, human or animal, there shall once more be heard the voice of mirth and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride, the voices of those who sing as they bring thank offerings to the house of the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord of hosts, for the Lord is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. For I will restore the fortunes of the land, as at first, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord of hosts, in this place that is waste without human beings or animals, and in all its towns there shall again be pasture, for shepherds rest in their flocks. In the towns of the hill country, of the Shephelah, of the Negeb in the land of Benjamin, the places around Jerusalem, and in the towns of Judah, flocks shall again pass under the hands of the one who counts them, says the Lord. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will fulfill the promise I made to the house of Israel and the house of Judah. In those days and at that time, I will cause a righteous branch to spring up for David, and he shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In those days, Judah will be saved, and Jerusalem will live in safety. And this is the name by which it will be called: the Lord is our righteousness. For thus says the Lord, David shall never lack a man to sit on the throne of the house of Israel. And the Levitical priest shall never lack a man in my presence to offer burnt offerings, to make grain offerings, and to make sacrifices for all time. The word of the Lord came to Jeremiah. Thus says the Lord, if any of you could break my covenant with the day and my covenant with the night, so that day and night would not come at their appointed time, only then could my covenant with my servant David be broken, so that he would not have a son to reign on his throne, and my covenant with my ministers, the Levites. Just as the host of heaven cannot be numbered, and the sands of the sea cannot be measured, so I will increase the offspring of my servant David, and the Levites who minister to me. The word of the Lord came to Jeremiah. Have you not observed how these people say, the two families that the Lord chose have been rejected by him, and how they hold my people in such contempt that they no longer regard them as a nation? Thus says the Lord, only if I had not established my covenant with day and night, and the ordinances of heaven and earth, would I reject the offspring of Jacob and of my servant David, and not choose any of his descendants as rulers over the offspring of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. For I will restore their fortunes and will have mercy upon them. The second reading is from the letter of the Hebrews, beginning at chapter 11, verse 1. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Indeed, by faith our ancestors received approval. By faith we understand that the worlds were prepared by the word of God, so that what is seen was made from things that are not visible. By faith Abel offered to God a more acceptable sacrifice than Cain's. Through this he received approval as righteous, God himself giving approval to his gifts. He died, but through his faith he still speaks. By faith Enoch was taken so that he did not experience death, and he was not found because God had taken him. For it was attested before he was taken away that he had pleased God. And without faith it is impossible to please God, for whoever would approach him must believe that he exists, and that he rewards those who seek him. By faith Noah, warned by God about events as yet unseen, respected the warning and built an ark to save his household. By this he condemned the world and became an heir to the righteousness that is in accordance with faith. By faith Abraham obeyed when he was called to set out for a place that he was to receive as an inheritance. And he set out, not knowing where he was going. By faith, he stayed for a time in the land he had been promised, as in a foreign land, living in tents as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked forward to the city that has foundations, whose architect and builder is God. By faith he received power of procreation, even though he was too old, and Sarah herself was barren, because he considered him faithful who had promised. Therefore, from one person, and this one as good as dead, descendants were born, as many as the stars of heaven, and as the innumerable grains of sand by the seashore. May your word live in us and bear much fruit to your glory. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the light was the light of all the people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world knew him not. He came to his own home, and his own people received him not. But to all who received him, who believed on his name, he has given power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of a man, but of God. And the Word became flesh, and dwelt among us full of grace and truth. We have beheld his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, and from his full grace have we all received, and grace upon grace. The Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. The Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Almighty and everlasting God, you hate nothing that you have made, and you forgive the sins of all who are penitent. Create and make in us new and contrite hearts, that we, worthily lamenting our sins and acknowledging our wretchedness, may obtain of you, the God of all mercy, perfect remission and forgiveness, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Lord God, our Redeemer, who heard the cry of your people and sent your servant Moses to lead them out of slavery, free us from the tyranny of sin and death, and by the leading of your Spirit bring us to our promised land, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. God of the nations, whose sovereign rule brings justice and peace, have mercy on our broken and divided world. Shed abroad your peace in the hearts of all, and banish from them the spirit that makes for war, that all races and peoples may learn to live as members of one family and obedience to your law through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. God of grace, hear our prayer. Loving God, we pray thanks to you for bringing forward the people needed to create our loving communities. We ask you to bless medical and hospital workers that help the people and the police and defence forces that protect our country. Let them know that they are appreciated in their contributions towards providing a safe country for all people to live in. God of grace, hear our prayer. Saviour God, we thank you for all you provide to us in our time of need. We ask you to help those who are hungry, especially countries who are unable to provide food for their people. Guide us to help them in their hour of need. God of grace, hear our prayer. Loving God, how great a companion you are to every one of us. We pray that you give relief to the lonely. Guide them in their friendships to be companions of others in need. God of grace, hear our prayer. Blessed God, we ask your blessing for those listed on the Anglican cycle of prayer. The Diocese of Chokin, the Church of South India United. The Diocese of Brisbane, the Parish of Goodna, St Andrew's Care, Caloundra, Hillbrook Anglican School, Inaugura, St John's the Baptist Church, Bulimba, all parishes seeking clergy, all Anglican schools seeking chaplains, all prison chaplaincy ministry teams, all people joining in this prayer offering. God of grace, hear our prayer. Lord and Heavenly Father, you have brought us safely to this new day. Keep us by your mighty power, protect us from sin, guard us from every kind of danger, and in all we do this day, direct us in the fulfilling of your purpose, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you, and also with you. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God. May the God of peace equip us with everything good, so that we may do his will, and may he work in us that which is pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory for ever. Amen.